Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Canaan's stock has been cut in half over the past year, yet management just bought shares on the open market, and the company is sitting on a record crypto treasury. So is this a falling knife or a coiled spring? Let's dig into the numbers and see if the fundamentals finally justify the risk. Today, we're doing a full deep dive on Canaan Inc., ticker CAN. This is a comprehensive analysis, so we're going to cover the business model, revenue segments, the latest earnings, the balance sheet, a full SWOT breakdown, and recent price action. And as always, we'll wrap up with my honest take on whether this is a buy, a hold, or something to avoid. First, let's set the stage. Canaan is a Singapore-based company that designs and sells Bitcoin mining hardware. Think of them as the picks and shovels of the crypto mining world. They're one of the oldest players in the ASIC miner space, founded back in 2013, and they also run their own mining operations. So they have two main ways to make money: selling machines to other miners and mining Bitcoin themselves. The company has been through a wild ride. In the 2021 bull market, they pulled in nearly $5 billion in revenue. By 2023, that collapsed to just over $200 million. That's the nature of this business. It's brutally cyclical, tied directly to the price of Bitcoin and the overall health of the mining ecosystem. Let's break down the revenue picture for 2025. Total revenue came in at about $530 million. That's a massive jump from the $269 million they did in 2024, nearly 100% year-over-year growth. But here's the interesting part. How they made that money shifted significantly. Product sales, that's selling mining hardware, accounted for about $414 million, or roughly 78% of total revenue. The remaining $113 million came from their own mining operations. So despite the hardware focus, their self-mining business is becoming a meaningful contributor. Geographically, the United States is now their biggest market by far, bringing in over $220 million. China is second at about $169 million. That's a notable shift. They're diversifying away from any single region, which helps reduce geopolitical risk. Now let's get into the most recent quarter. Q1 2026 was a tough one. Revenue came in at $62.7 million, which was in line with guidance, but the operating environment was brutal. Lower Bitcoin prices, weak hash prices, and energy market uncertainty all weighed on demand for mining equipment. But here's a bright spot. Their cryptocurrency treasury hit a record 1,807 Bitcoin and over 3,900 Ethereum as of the end of March. That's a significant stash of digital assets sitting on their balance sheet. On the mining side, they generated $19.1 million in revenue, showing resilient production despite the volatility. The full year 2025 numbers tell a story of a company still burning cash. Net income was negative $210 million, and operating income was negative $112 million. So while revenue is growing, they're still deeply unprofitable. On the Q1 2026 earnings call, management acknowledged the difficult environment, but emphasized their focus on cost management and long-term infrastructure development. They're positioning the company for future growth, not just in mining, but also in AI computing, which could be a significant pivot if they can execute. The CEO, Nangeng Zhang, has been talking about operational discipline and navigating the dynamic mining environment. And notably, both the CEO and CFO made open market purchases of the stock in June. When insiders are buying with their own money, that's a signal worth paying attention to, especially in a company that's been beaten down this much. Let's take a closer look at the balance sheet, because this is actually where things get interesting. As of the end of 2025, Canaan had about $81 million in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets of $433 million. Total liabilities are only $165 million, which gives them a current ratio of over 3. They're not in any danger of going bankrupt anytime soon. The debt-to-equity ratio is just 0.15, so they're running a very conservative balance sheet. That's actually pretty rare in this space. Many miners are levered up to the eyeballs. Canaan has the flexibility to weather a prolonged downturn. The downside they've got negative retained earnings of over $600 million, reflecting years of losses. And the gross profit margin for 2025 was only about 3.5%, which is razor thin. The net profit margin was negative 42%. These are not healthy numbers by any traditional measure. Now let's structure this with a proper SWOT analysis. Strengths. First, they have a strong balance sheet with minimal debt and a current ratio above 3. Second, they're one of the few publicly traded pure-play ASIC manufacturers. There's scarcity value there. Third, the record crypto treasury gives them upside exposure to Bitcoin and Ethereum price appreciation. And fourth, insider buying from the CEO and CFO signals confidence. Weaknesses. The company is still deeply unprofitable, with negative operating income and negative free cash flow. The gross margin is razor thin at around 3.5%, and they've been losing market share to competitors like Bitmain, who have more scale and resources. The stock has also been delisting challenged. They received a NASDAQ compliance notice and had to transfer to the capital market. Opportunities. The pivot to AI computing is potentially huge. If they can repurpose their chip design expertise for AI applications, that opens a much larger market. The growing adoption of Bitcoin mining in the US, where they now have their largest revenue base, is another tailwind. And if Bitcoin prices recover, both their hardware sales and mining revenue could surge. Threats. Bitcoin price volatility is the biggest one. It drives everything. Hash price weakness means miners are less willing to buy new hardware. Geopolitical tensions between the US and China could disrupt their supply chain, and competition from larger, better capitalized players is intense. Plus, there's the ongoing risk of regulatory crackdowns on crypto mining in various jurisdictions. Now let's look at the price action, because this is where things get dramatic. The stock is trading around 36 cents a share. Over the past week, it's actually up about 77%. That's a big short-term bounce. Over the past month, it's up nearly 29%. But zoom out, and the picture is sobering. Over the past 3 months, the stock is down 14%. Over 6 months, down 22%. Over 1 year, down 46%. And over 5 years, it's down a staggering 96%. This stock has lost almost all of its value since the 2021 peak. The market cap is now just under $167 million. For a company with over $400 million in current assets and a record crypto treasury, that's an interesting disconnect. The market is pricing in significant distress or dilution risk. So here's my take. This is one of the most speculative stocks you can own, and it's not for the faint of heart. But there's a real argument that the market has overshot to the downside. On one hand, you have a company with a solid balance sheet, insider buying, a growing self-mining operation, and a massive crypto treasury. On the other hand, you have deeply negative margins, intense competition, and a stock that's been in a death spiral for years. The key upside here is the optionality. If Bitcoin rallies, Canaan's treasury alone could be worth more than the current market cap. If the AI pivot gains traction, that's a completely new growth story. But the key risk is that they continue to burn cash and dilute shareholders, or that Bitcoin stays in a bear market for an extended period. I'm leaning on the fundamentals and the price action more than any model price target here. The insider buying is the signal that catches my attention. Management is putting their own money where their mouth is. But I'd want to see sustained improvement in gross margins and a path to profitability before I'd consider this anything more than a speculative bet. What do you think about CAN? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.